guys, he's been on a tear the last four games. Field goal percentage this month is an all-time high for the season. What are you seeing out of him recently? Is it just getting him more touches? Is he 100% healthy at this point? Or?
Well, I think David is really taking on a large responsibility, you know, with our team, particularly at the offensive end of the floor, and has been very efficient with his shot making, and our team as a whole has been very good at getting him the ball in places where he's effective. So, but he's given us outstanding play and outstanding effort and leadership, you know, on the floor during this last stretch.
Is that important at this point to get him the bulk of the touches in the 16 to 20 plus shots per game range? Is that a focus for you guys?
Well, it's important because he's one of our better scorers, you know, that we have on the floor, and with some of the players that we have out, we have to make sure that we're able to manufacture points and scoring in the half court game. And David gives us probably our best post up, you know, option, and as well as the mid range game. And so that's been a part of his increased scoring load.
And then I just wanted to ask you about Darren Collison's development. How instrumental has Chris Paul been in that, in talking to him and helping him kind of, you know, see things out there? Even though he's obviously out of the lineup, has Chris Paul had a big influence on Collison's development?
I think he has. He's been a great mentor and a great friend and teammate to Darren. You know, Chris has tried to help this team any way he could during his injury, and that's one of the ways that he's made a difference and continued to make an impact for our team. And Darren has been extremely receptive and a great listener at learning from one of the game's best point guards. So it's been a real productive thing for both Darren, and has kept Chris engaged and his role and impact as a leader on our team, you know, right at the forefront.
Coach, do you expect Chris on the floor before the end of the season?
We do. You know, he has made progress in his rehab and is now at the stage where he's going back out on the court for court work, and, you know, in the transition phase of getting back to running, you know, on the floor. So as he moves through those stages, then the next step would be, you know, to return to action. But he has to go from, you know, three-quarter speed to half speed to, you know, obviously full speed before he's cleared.
You mentioned improvement on the Suns defense. What have you seen on film that would count for that?
Well, I think the field goal percentage defense that they've held teams to, particularly in the second half, you know, is something that poses problems from a scoring standpoint. You know, I think they they've added an element of execution to their half court game as well. So they're able to defend and they're able to play in the half court to go along with the high potent up tempo style. So it makes them a very difficult team in a number of ways. Well, you know, we've really paid close attention to that for quite some time, and on our days off, we've tried to use them as recovery days and preparation days for our team, and we've had a lot of walkthrough and a lot of discussions about our upcoming opponents from a preparation standpoint, and a lot of shooting. But it's important to keep our guys fresh and their legs under them to be able to continue to play heavy minutes, you know, against high quality opponents.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, guys.
Good luck.